Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everyone? Good afternoon, and welcome into this edition of the Hoop Crew Hour. My name is Chris Trafficante. Today we are going full-on Celtics, looking at a number of different things that have happened over the last week. It has been a busy week of Celtics rumors, Celtics hot take, different things that are coming in and out of Causeway Street. So we have a lot to get to today. Let's open it up first and foremost. Anything you guys want to check out, anything that you guys are interested in reading about the Boston Celtics, we have everything covered for you, from the draft to free agency to just news, rumors, rumblings, whatever it may be. We have it all covered. You can just check out our website, the Hoop Crew Rundown. That is the HCRundown, .blogspot.com. Check us out. Check out our NBA blog, our Celtics blog. You'll get a lot of useful information off of our website there, so check us out for sure. Let's start by talking about what happened yesterday with the Boston Celtics. They signed both Brad Stevens and Danny Ainge to contract extensions. Both guys are here for the long term. The contract terms weren't released initially with either of those two guys, but we did learn today that Brad Stevens was signed to a three-year extension to tack on to the 3 years he already had on his deal. So Stevens is here for 6 years. Steve Volpetta of the Boston Globe reported that it makes him one of the higher-paid coaches in the entire league. So a much-deserved raise for Brad Stevens. He's now here for 6 years. And the outstanding rumor going around was that Danny Ainge had 1 or 2 years left on his deal, and the Celtics extended him to match Brad Stevens' deal. So Ainge and Stevens both signed for 6 years to be the president of basketball operations in Ainge's case and the head coach in Brad Stevens' case. So very good news for the Celtics to lock up Brad Stevens and Danny Ainge, more so Stevens. You didn't want to play around with that. You didn't want to wait too long for that. You wanted to show Brad how serious you were about him and how serious the organization is about having him here. And I think Brad Stevens feels that, and he is now here for the foreseeable future for the Celtics. One thing that I've kind of heard from various people over the last couple of days is, or over the last 24 hours since this happened, was, well, what does this really mean? You know, what was the purpose to doing this? He had 3 years left on his contract. I don't think he was going anywhere. You know, you've heard the college aspect where, they signed him to keep him away from big name jobs like Duke and North Carolina and Indiana. But I don't see Brad Stevens as that kind of guy. I think he would have waited out the 3 years of his contract regardless. I think that he is a man of principle, and I think that matters to him to follow through on a commitment that he made. So, to me, I think that it has everything to do with free agents. I think that maybe they spoke to a player's representatives who said, well, how long are Danny and Brad here? You know, Danny might have 2 years left on his contract. Brad has 3. I don't want these guys going somewhere if I sign here on a long-term 5 or 6 year contract. And Wick Grosbeck heard that and said, you know what, well, then we'll take care of that right now. And it just shows that the Celtics have a tremendous foundation, a tremendous base from which to build on moving forward. So to me, it was a no-brainer for the Celtics. It shows that they are in lockstep as an organization, that their foundation and their structure is in place, and it's not changing. Bobby Marks, who actually was formerly an executive with the Brooklyn Nets, he now writes for Adrian Wojnarowski of Yahoo Sports, The Vertical. He writes for him now. He's a front office insider. He said, one of the most important things to prospective free agents on July 1st is the stability and continuity in the front office and in the coaching ranks. And the Celtics have continued to show that. So that is important. If you think about it, Danny Ainge has really had two coaches, Doc Rivers and Brad Stevens. So I think it shows that there is no messy situations in Boston. It's just kind of the way it is, the way it goes. You come with the Celtics and you're focused on one thing, and that is winning and doing your job day in and day out. And that is something that matters to free agents. So I think it was good for the Celtics to show this and to give free agents a taste that, hey, listen, this is what we're about. We don't fool around. These are our guys, and they're here for the long term. You should come on board, and we can win some playoffs. So that news yesterday is kind of – that's what I took out of that news, and I think it makes all the sense in the world for everyone else to take that. I think that's exactly what the Celtics are looking to do. With Kevin Durant, Butch Stearns filling in for Glenn Ordway on WEEI the other day said that he had it on good authority that Kevin Durant's agent, Kevin Durant is represented by Clutch Sports, his agent gave a list of players that he would like to play with to the Boston Celtics. He gave him a list, and what the Celtics do with that list, we'll find out. Obviously, no names were given. Butch Stearns said he had it on good authority. It was a very good source. It was a highly plugged-in source with the Boston Celtics. Hard to call someone a liar, and it's hard to say something's correct, something's incorrect, but assuming that this is correct, that is a pretty good sign for the Celtics. Just on the fact that Kevin Durant is at least considering Boston. But I will say this, the agent wouldn't be doing his job if he wasn't giving teams a list of players that his prized free agent wants to play with. I'm sure you'll hear about Washington getting a list and Miami getting a list and San Antonio getting a list. You know, and I'm sure Oklahoma City already has that list. So it's going to come out that Kevin Durant has been giving this list out to people. I don't think the Celtics are going to be the only organization that get the list of players Kevin Durant wants to play with. The agent wouldn't be doing his job if he wasn't going around and laying the groundwork for a potentially better situation for his player. That's the agent's job. But I do think it is significant. I've said all along, I think the Celtics will get a meeting with Kevin Durant. I think the Celtics are on Kevin Durant's shortlist of four or five teams. And what the Celtics can do is still to be determined. You know, Durant did say in his post-game press conference or his postseason press conference the other day that the two things that matter the most to him are a good environment and playing with people that are committed to the same goal as him. That sounds like Boston. I'm not saying he was talking about Boston indirectly. I'm just telling you that that is what the Celtics stand for. The Celtics are obviously a prized organization, and I think that that is something that matters to Kevin Durant. Some people, it's all about the money. Some people, it's all about the warm weather. Some people, it's about where they're living. Other people, it's about basketball. It's about the tradition. It's about the history. It's about the pride of playing the sport you love night in and night out for a city that appreciates you. And you guys know just as well as I do, there is no better place in this world to win than Boston. So maybe Kevin Durant is seriously considering the Celtics. Maybe the Celtics will be the only team to get that list. But I still feel Kevin Durant is going to re-sign in Oklahoma City. I still feel like Kevin Durant's best avenue is through the Eastern Conference. So what's going to happen? It's going to be crazy. I think Kevin Durant's going to take visits. It's going to be a free-for-all to a much greater extent than LaMarcus Aldridge last season. So I'm very intrigued. I think it's going to be an awesome offseason. Not just for the Celtics, but for everybody that likes to hear different rumors and different things that are happening in the league, and I think that a lot of that is going to happen this offseason. So I'm very, very excited for that. One thing, about the Celtics, Stevens was actually on 98.5 The Sports Hub. I wrote an article on this on our website, Hoop Crew Rundown, today. Brad Stevens was on 98.5 The Sports Hub with Zolak and Bertrand today. He was talking about the number three pick. Obviously, you know, that's a hot topic in Boston right now. There's 3 weeks of the draft, 3 weeks from tonight. And the hot topic was, you know, what are you going to do with the number three pick? What are you guys thinking with the number three pick? And Brad said, you know, it would take something pretty special for the team to move the number three pick. And I don't disagree with that. You know, you're not just going to move the number three pick for a bag of basketballs. You're going to want something in return for the number three pick. You know, you're not moving the pick to acquire, you know, a guy like Greg Monroe. You're moving the pick to acquire a guy like Jimmy Butler, a guy like DeMarcus Cousins, maybe even a guy like Jahlil Okafor. You're moving it for an impact player who's going to help you now and in the future. So people that are kind of getting all thrown off by the comment, I think it falls right in line with everything the Celtics have said and done over the last month or so. But I do think it's interesting. You've heard some of the pre-draft workout names that have come in and out of Boston over the last week. We've heard Jaylen Brown from Cal was in yesterday. Marquise Chris is coming in next week. We'll get into him in a minute. And just yesterday, Danny said that he worked out Dragon Bender while in Israel. So three names the Celtics have worked out. I'm sure you'll hear Buddy Hield, Chris Dunn, and Jamal Murray in the coming weeks. So it's a busy time for the Celtics. With Marquise Chris, circling back to Chris there, Draft Express is run by a man named Jonathan Giovanni. He's very good. If you go back and look, a lot of his draft picks, his last mock draft leading into drafts is usually spot on accurate. It's scary how good this guy is. He has Marquise Chriss going number 3 of the Boston Celtics. Sean Devaney, who works for the Sporting News, has on pretty good authority the Celtics are very interested in Marquise Chriss. And to me, he is the boomer bust prospect in this draft. He is the one guy in this draft, you know, who could be a tremendous all-star talent or an absolute bust. I would steer clear if I was the Celtics. If the Celtics pick him, he falls right in line with the idea that the Celtics are taking a long-term approach. But I do feel like part of this is posturing on the Celtics' part. Sacramento is interested in Chris, and Chris is very interested in playing for Sacramento. Is this some sort of DeMarcus Cousins posturing, like, hey, you guys want Chris, you better trade up and get him, you know? I do think one option on the table for the Celtics is just simply trading back and acquiring more assets, maybe acquiring another player, a young player, and moving back. A team like Denver, a team like Sacramento would be targets there. So maybe it's posturing on the Celtics' part, but multiple reports have said the Celtics are interested in Marquise Chriss. So we're definitely going to have to keep an eye on that moving forward in the next 3 weeks. Just to wrap it up today, let's take a look at Golden State and Cleveland. Okay, Golden State, epic comeback against Oklahoma City. One of the best series that I can remember watching. It was absolutely terrific, riveting basketball, especially Game 6 and Game 7. Just two tremendous basketball games. And Cleveland has been obviously waiting for a very long time after the Eastern Conference debacle that they ran through. So Golden State and Cleveland, Game 1 tonight from Oracle Arena in Golden State. Should be good. Should be good stuff. I think, listen, last year Cleveland took it 6, and all they had was LeBron James. You know, Kyrie Irving was out, went out in Game 1 with the broken kneecap. Kevin Love was obviously out from earlier in the playoffs with the altercation with Kelly Olynyk. So it's a totally different series. And I think that, you know, Golden State is favored. A lot of people are picking Golden State to win, but I would not be surprised at all if Cleveland was to win. You know, I think LeBron has a lot to prove here. I think everyone is kind of anointed Stephen Curry as the face of the NBA. And LeBron James doesn't like that. He said publicly he doesn't like that. So, to me, this is a make-or-break series for James. Listen, you know, you want to be the face of the league, then you got to beat the current face of the league. You know, there's no way to shake it. LeBron's probably still the best player in the world. But Stephen Curry right now is the face of the NBA. He's the poster boy of the NBA. He's the guy everybody wants to be like, the guy everybody wants to watch. That was James. It's now Curry. So this is a prime-time series. I think this is going to be must-watch TV. Kyrie Irving, Steph Curry, Draymond Green, LeBron James, Kevin Love, Klay Thompson. I mean, there's star power left and right. Two of the best, if not the best, big threes in the NBA. Two dynamic duos, Irving and James, Thompson and Curry. Both these teams shoot an inordinate amount of three-pointers. They both are making a combined 27 per game, so they're very reliant on the three ball. You could have some very high-scoring games. A lot of athletes on both sides. I think it's going to be a terrific series. Like I said, I would not be surprised if Cleveland wins. I would not. I think that they have the firepower this year to do it, to match Golden State a little bit. However, I do think Golden State is going to win. I don't think it's going to be a short series. I think it's going 6. It's going 7. And I think it's setting up for one of the best NBA finals in a while. Now, that's assuming that Cleveland's making shots. It's assuming, you know, that they can find a way to match Golden State's small ball lineup with Barnes, Iguodala, Green, Thompson, and Curry. If they can't, then this series may not go much more than 5 or 6, but I do think that this series has a lot on the line for LeBron James, and usually when there's something on the line for LeBron, he finds a way to make things happen and finds a way to get it done. So I'm very, very interested in this series, as everybody should be. It's the two best teams in basketball remaining. The Warriors and the Cavs, again, that tips off tonight, 9 p.m. on ABC. It'll be very, very good television. That'll do it for today. Just to recap, we opened up the show talking Brad Stevens, Danny Ainge. We moved to Kevin Durant for a bit. We talked a little bit of the NBA draft prospects, and we finished it off with a little Golden State Cleveland flavor in there as well. So, again, if you guys want to hear some more from the Hoop Crew, go check us out at the Hoop Crew Rundown. You can just Google Hoop Crew Rundown, and we will be there. All NBA, all the time with us. We hope you guys enjoy it. Again, my name is Christopher Conte. We will talk to you guys soon. Enjoy the finals tonight. Goodbye.